Well, according to Westminster and the politicians, it may be that there will be an election soon. I know Boris had a desire for election, but he wasn't granted that. We'll see what the future holds. But I want to think about choices initially as we come to Psalm 1 this morning. Because if there is an election, we'll be faced with choices. Which party do you vote for? Which candidate? Which one best will bring what you're hoping for? Maybe whether it's respect to the economy or to things like abortion or gay marriage or other issues. Who do you vote for? Not easy sometimes. We have so many choices in society today and television. So many channels in the supermarket, so many products and different sorts of one product, different manufacturers, whatever. Choice is all around us. Good choices, bad choices. Some things are a bit clearer. 3 years ago we had simply two choices, sell or vote, to stay in Europe or to leave. One or the other. Stay, leave, Brexit. And we are where we are now. And can I suggest that Psalm 1 likewise tells us there are only two choices. And it's one or the other. It suggests that there are two roads. The road the godly walk in and the road the ungodly walk. That's how it is in this world. That's why this psalm surely is at the beginning of the book of Psalms. To say there are two ways in life. God's way or your way. There are two types of people. And it all hinges on how you respond to God and your relationship with God. Indeed, it says, blessed is the one who doesn't walk in the way of the godly or the wicked. And it says, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. There it's all capitals in your NIV. That's in the King James would be Jehovah, the Hebrew would be Yahweh. That's the personal name of God. All depends on your relationship to the Lord, to God. The personal God. And there are, when God became man in Jesus, he came in this world, he became personal, he came to us. And he likewise said there are two roads, two types of people in this world. Regarding the roads, there is the broad road, which he says leads to destruction. And there's a narrow road that leads to eternal life. And you're on one road or the other. And we all start off on the broad road, but some come through Jesus, the gate, and come onto the narrow road. Or he talked about the two types of people. We see that in the story of the wise and foolish builders. The wise person doesn't just hear the word of God, he responds, he acts on it. The foolish person hears it, but doesn't act upon it. In his house, his life comes crashing down with a great crash. I want us to look at this, Sam. And I want us to look at two people, two pictures, and two pronouncements. First of all, two people. How do we describe these two people in Psalm 1? We could describe the path they took, the things they did. I suggest there's another way to describe these two people. They're happy or they're unhappy. Blessed or happy is the man who does not walk in step with the wicked. And therefore, the other person surely is unhappy. So you're either happy or you're unhappy. And surely that's the world today. There are times we're happy and there's times we're all unhappy. And yet it seems, despite the fact we're generally better off, with more material possessions, there's more unhappiness in the world. There's more depression, more despair, more suicide. It's not because people believe the lie that things will bring happiness. The positions will bring happiness. The power will bring happiness. That sex will bring happiness and money. And people, they can bring a certain amount. Only life, or Jesus, can bring life in all its fullness. And so we're told here that blessed or happy is the one who does not walk in the way of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. And there he gives it negatively. People who do not do certain things. They don't walk, they don't sit, stand, they don't sit. There's a progression there. From walking with people, to standing with them, to sitting with them. It's what we don't do, as well as what we do do. I don't know, do you know the chorus? Which I learned a long time ago. Happiness is to know the Savior. Living a life within His favor. Having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. And it goes on, real joy is mine. No matter if heartaches start, I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. When good days come, great, even better to have Jesus. When bad days come, but I still have Jesus. I may lose my job, but if I'm a Christian, Christ is the Lord of my life. He knows what He's doing. I can trust Him. I may be concerned, how am I going to pay the bills? It surely drives me to Jesus. I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. How true it is. Christian life is no bed of roses. Jesus promises that with salvation comes persecutions and trials and hardships. But He will never leave or forsake. His grace will be sufficient. He will grant us His presence, His peace, His power, and much, much more. The assurance of eternal life. John 3:16. Those who believe in Him will never perish. They will have eternal life. Romans 8. All things work to good for those who love Him. Not just the good things, but all the things, including the bad things. I'm sure you can look back, as I can, on times of trouble and trial. And yet how God blessed and taught and changed me in those times. God can be trusted with all of our lives, with every area. Nothing can separate us from His love. Not hardship, not death or life, angels or demons, nor the present nor the future. We can do all things through Christ who loves us. Isn't that great? The man in Psalm 1 is happy because he is God. Because he does not walk in the counsel of the godly, ungodly. Because he's gone away. But how do we not walk in that way? How do we discover that joy, that pleasure, that happiness? How? Oh, sorry, he goes against the flow. I forgot to say, he goes against the flow. And that's the way the world is getting increasingly ungodly. Fewer people are coming to church. Everything is changing with abortion laws, gay marriage, all these things. How do we queue against the flow? And that's our calling. I remember I was a minister in Fintana and Creven, and for a while I was a convener in the vacancy in Clochrane and Six Mill Cross. And in Clochrane, they went through to their church hall from their church. They had a painting on the wall, and it was fish in the ocean. And most of the fish were going that way, but there was one fish going the opposite way, against the flow. And it's hard. How do we go against the flow, the way the world is going? In so many areas of life, things we took for granted long ago were right now, today, are turned upside down. How do we live for Jesus, go against the flow? How do we do that? Let me suggest the way we do that is by pursuing pleasure. Blessed is the one, verse 1, who does not walk and step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of the mockers, but his delight, his pleasure, is in the law of the Lord. And who meditates on his law day and night. That's how. By finding your delight in the Lord. Not what other people say, but in God, and having his well done, good and faithful servant, and delighting in him. And in his word. That's what some of the Old Testament believers did. I'm sure you've read Hebrews chapter 11. Abel. Noah. Abraham. Looking forward to a better city, a heavenly city. Moses. Instead of enjoying the comforts of palace life, as Pharaoh's adopted son, he left them, seeking a better reward, a heavenly one. A better joy and a lasting joy, a lasting inheritance. Or we can do that as we meditate on God's word. Spend time getting to know God, the God of the Bible, the God who reveals himself to us. Last night, Char and I went out for a meal. And we looked at the menu. And we saw lots of things there that, that looks nice, and so does that. I had to make my choices. But let me say that looking at the menu doesn't actually fill my stomach. I may anticipate what might taste good, but it's when the meal comes and there's the smell. And that's good. That's encouraging. And then you take your first forkful. And last night I had linguine with a seafood, and it was lovely. And I delighted in the taste. And my body benefited from the carbohydrates and the minerals and the proteins and everything as well. And so too for the believer. Find your delight from immersing yourself in God's word, chewing it over. What does this mean? Working out in your life and finding your pleasure in God. The things of this world, there's a pleasure in them, but they will pass away. Yes, we're to rightly enjoy all the things God has given, food, sex, clothes, but in the right context and putting God at the center. And even if we don't have them, we still have God. Pursue greater pleasure in pursuing God and delighting in him. Two people happy, unhappy. Where are you this morning? And then we're also given two pictures of these two different people, of happy and unhappy. The believer is like the person there, verse 3, the tree planted by the stream. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. My clicker, there it's coming now. They're like a tree planted by the stream. So what, you say? Well, let's remember the context here. Where is David? He's in Israel. He's not in Hochel. Plenty of rain here. Not so much rain in Israel. Dry arid. I had a chance to go there. And I think some of you maybe were on a trip with Mark. Was it this year or last year? Or maybe both. And probably from March to October, you'll probably not see any rain. In the sea desert. Unless there's irrigation, unless there's water. If you don't drink, you'll dehydrate, you may end up in hospital. But here's a tree right by the stream. So its leaf doesn't wither. And it yields fruit in season. Whatever they do prospers. It's a picture of someone who's alive. Someone who's fruitful. Showing someone the evidence that they're saved, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and so on. Who are a blessing to others. It's a picture of stability, prosperity, permanence. And that's the believer. Is that you? Contrast that with the wicked. Completely different. Who are the wicked like? What's the picture there? Well, it's one of chaff. That's what's left over after you thresh and get the grain. It's rubbish. It's light. It's insignificant. It's insubstantial. It blows away in the winds. That's the wicked. That's those who don't have God at the center of their lives. Ultimately, your life will count for nothing. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. The old saying goes. And here's the question. Which picture here describes you? Which one are you? Are you rooted in Christ? So when trouble, loss, even death come, you're not like the chaff and blown away. You're not everywhere. You're planted firm in Jesus. As it next Sunday is the enrollment service of BB and GB, you know the BB hymn? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. That's the believer. You like that? Two people, happy or unhappy, two pictures, the tree, solid, secure, the chaff, blown away, gone. And then lastly, two pronouncements. This psalm is bookended by two pronouncements. First of all, verse 1, blessed or happy is one person. And then verse 6, the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Blessed or happy is a believer. The person who doesn't reject Jesus, the person who doesn't walk in the way of the sinner. Oh, believers are not sinless. Believers are saved sinners. Indeed, there are three tenses to salvation. Did you know that? I was saved. I've been forgiven. I'm justified. I'm declared righteous with God. I'm in his family. I am being saved. There's still sin in my life. I'm not yet the finished article. There's a work of sanctification where bit by bit God is making me more like his son Jesus. It's a folk back in Port Lone since we moved back there. I get to go there in the evenings. I'm busy every morning. But folk have said, oh, your son David, I know who's his father. I see the likeness. And as we grow in our walk with Jesus, we become more like him. Till one day we are like him. One day in heaven we shall be sinless. That's what's yet to come. I was, I'm being, I will be. Perfect like Jesus. But we're not there yet. But we don't walk in the way of the world. We walk in God's way. By his grace, with his help. Not easy. But we are the ones who are truly happy. We're not totally devastated if we lose our job or our health because we still have Jesus. And we find our identity, our worth in Jesus who loved us, who died for us. Who is our good shepherd, who will always provide what we need when we need it. Who loved us so much, he died for us. That's how precious we are. We have that hope. That sure hope, not a vague I would like, but I know I will be with Jesus. At his right hand, where there are pleasures evermore, says the psalmist. And it's all because of what he has done. It doesn't rest upon me, thank goodness. But what God has begun in the believer, he will complete. Praise God. He will sustain us. He'll meet us. How do you know that? Through the Bible. As you read. His grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12. Get into your work Bibles. Get to know God. So you can trust him more and more day by day. There's a blessing. A joy for the believer. Non-believer, a different pronouncement. They will perish. There's a day of judgment, a day of destruction coming. They will perish. Now, the way the wicked leads to destruction. That doesn't mean to say the wicked aren't religious. Religion does not save. It's only Christ that saves. Do you remember Jesus talks about the last day? The sheep and the goats. And he said, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, didn't we do this in your name and this in your name? And he will say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Oh, they knew who Jesus was. They believed he was the Son of God. They went to church. But they never put their faith in Christ. They were religious. But they were lost and condemned. Don't make the same mistake. Religion is of no value. It's only Jesus. It's only been found in Jesus. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. Who is righteous? One another psalm says, Paul says, there's no one righteous. So how can we be righteous? Through Jesus. Only through Jesus. When you come to put your trust in him, his obedience, his righteousness is put to your account and your sin to his. It's only in Jesus. No one else. Let me ask you, are you ready for the day of judgment? Don't know when it's coming. Don't know what tomorrow holds. Don't know if we'll be here tomorrow. Today is the day, Christ says. Be ready. Choose life. Choose Christ. We're all in this psalm somewhere. Who are we? Let's pray. Father, we ask that you will bless your word to us. You will help us see these pictures, understand them, and know where we stand. But also know to the invitation to seek you while you are to be found. And to become like that tree planted by the stream of water, yielding its fruit. So Lord, come and bless your word to us. That we might know your joy. And be blessed, now and always. Amen.